when she opened up Leader for me, it seemed like opera was suddenly vulgar. The fact that you could take one song, short song, and tell so much with the words and the music. And I was just madly in love with Leader after that, even though we had an opera class too. Then after I came to New York, every time Lehmann would come here, and she was going to record the poets and recite them, I was in the room listening to her, and I realized that's where the inspiration came for her, from the poem first. And then when she wedded it with the music, it became so incredibly expressive. She did one of the most incredible things in class once. Somebody was singing Morgan, and you know it has a gorgeous long prelude. And this person was standing there and going, during the introduction, straightening up clothes. And so she said, "Stop, I show you." And she went up there, because the music starts, as I'm sure you'll agree with me, when the piano starts, not when you begin singing. And the moment that first note sounded, it wasn't acting. She got a look in her eyes, which came directly from her soul. When it came time for her to open her mouth, it seemed like it would be an interruption of what she was doing. And then, of course, she wouldn't sing in class, you know, but she'd say, "Oh, that's what you do. You start when the first note starts." Lehmann didn't teach voice. She had cute, wonderful little tricks, but she always said she never had her own technique perfected. She did pretty well.